Chapter 9, Wealth Secret Number 7, Protect What You Build. If you're like most of my clients, your desire to get wealthy isn't all about you. Now that you've learned 6 of the wealth secrets, you can envision something bigger. You have loved ones you want to support in times of need. You have goals that will outlive you. You also want to be able to pay forward the most valuable asset of all, the knowledge of how to build wealth. Wealth Secret Number 7, Protect What You Build, will show you how to accomplish all that. Purse story, essential safeguarding. My client, Belinda Edwards, went from being financially timid and feeling behind on retirement planning to building a growing legacy beyond what many people imagined they could have. As a young woman early in her IT career, Belinda immersed herself in learning all she could about computers. What she didn't learn along the way was personal finance, how to invest, or how to preserve her wealth once she created it. My belief primarily was that a savings account was really good, said Belinda, and that if I were to invest in the stock market, it should be in the most conservative fund because that was the safest fund. She focused more on not losing money than she did on making gains, and it showed in her results. As the years passed, Belinda grew more aware of the reality of her financial situation. She realized that if she kept going the same way, she wouldn't be prepared for the kind of retirement she wanted. Belinda was also a self-described emotional spender, but after we met and she heard my story, she began to shift her mindset around money. She recognized she needed to do the work to develop a wealth mindset. I was able to understand some of the triggers that I had related to money, as well as how I could work on those triggers, said Belinda. She also learned my techniques for researching stocks and mutual funds, and she made use of those tools. At one point, said Belinda, I was working for Visa and MasterCard, not for myself. Retail therapy, she realized, wasn't her friend. In addition to desiring more financial freedom and the ability to achieve long-term goals for herself, Belinda wanted the financial wherewithal to help her parents should there be a need. These desires motivated her to keep learning and to keep making better choices. Having long-term goals, I had to change my mindset to know that savings really wasn't enough, that I needed to take a chance in the stock market, said Belinda. And more importantly, I needed to work with someone like yourself who could help me understand what I didn't already know. I learned it was okay to take a risk because, as you said, there's no reward without taking some risk. For the first time, Belinda developed an annual budget, which she assessed once a quarter. She created accountability relationships to help her stay on track, and she began to pull all the investment opportunity levers at her disposal. She also took advantage of her employer's relationship with an investment company, meeting with her investment advisor on a monthly basis, and she purchased long-term care insurance. Belinda was beginning to think and act like a wealthy person. She had discovered our final wealth secret and was making moves to create a legacy. The wealthy trust themselves first, and they take the necessary steps to protect their assets and preserve them for future generations. This is exactly what Belinda did. Tax-advantaged accounts. Having worked her way up to a 6-figure income, Belinda wisely participated in her company's retirement savings plan and took advantage of the maximum employer contribution match. This allowed her to take full advantage of the tax benefits associated with the account. Tax-advantaged accounts offer tax benefits such as deferral of taxes or tax exemptions. Tax-advantaged retirement savings plans include A, 401k, 403, B, 457, IRA, and/or Roth IRA. Each offers tax advantages for your retirement savings, as summarized here, 1.401k, 403b, or 457. A 401k, 403b, or 457 allows you to contribute pre-tax money up to annual limits set by the IRS. That means you don't pay taxes on that percentage of your salary. These accounts also allow you to defer the tax on the interest your investments earn. If your employer offers a match to your contribution, it's wise to contribute enough to max out that match. Otherwise, you're leaving money on the table. 2. Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is a little different from those other retirement accounts. For this account, you contribute post-tax Dol ARs. You've already been taxed on the money you invest, but the gains you earn are exempt from taxes. At the time of writing, most investors can make tax-free withdrawals from a Roth IRA after the age of 59 and a half. You can also withdraw up to $10,000 from the account for a first-time home purchase at any age and without penalty. 3. Traditional IRA. A traditional IRA allows you to make contributions with your pre-tax or after-tax income. This is another instance when the tax is deferred on your money's growth. You can make withdrawals at age 59 and a half, just as with a Roth IRA, but in this case, the withdrawals are taxed at your current income at the time of withdrawal. 4. Retirement savings accounts. Retirement savings accounts are the kinds of tax-advantaged accounts you're most likely to start with as you build your investment portfolio. Choosing one or multiple accounts right for you will depend on your options with your employer, your income, your age, and your goals. 5.529 College Savings Plan. A 529 College Savings Plan allows the money you invest to cover current private school expenses and future higher education costs for a child, not necessarily your own child, to grow tax-free. This account has no income limitations, which means regardless of how much you earn, you can still invest in a 529 account. You can also choose your risk level by choosing the mutual fund your money is invested in. These funds can only be used for education costs, not for that spring break trip your child will one day want to take, so they're safely earmarked to cover tuition, fees, books, supplies, room and board, and other qualified expenses. Your investment grows tax-free, and as long as you use the money for what it was earmarked to cover, your withdrawals are also exempt from federal tax. State taxes vary by state. A recent tax law change now allows leftover funds in 529. Plans of up to $35,000 to be roll-ed into a Roth IRA if the account has been established for at least 5 years. The 529 prepaid tuition account is one of my favorite tax-advantaged accounts. Anyone can invest in this account for a minor, and you have the option of investing a lump sum or paying in monthly installments. Here's the beauty of this account. The cost of tuition is frozen at the time when you start making contributions. Once the state has determined the cost of tuition and fees will be a specified amount when the child goes to college, that number can never go up for you. These accounts enjoy the same tax benefits as a regular 529 plan. Keep two things in mind with prepaid tuition accounts. 1. They tend to be tied to a specific state, and if your child decides to attend an out-of-state institution or a private university, the plan will pay the national public school average. You will be responsible for any difference. The higher education opportunities available in your state will make a big difference in deciding if this is the right plan for your family. 2. These accounts only cover tuition costs. You'll need other investments and savings to cover the cost of room and board and other expenses. Insurance. Few people would spend tens of thousands of dollars on a new car and fail to insure it, yet a 2022 study revealed that only 46% of women had a life insurance policy. Many of those women are likely underinsured as well. Don't fall into that trap. Sufficient life insurance should always be part of your wealth plan. You are your greatest asset. When insurance comes up in conversation, people often think of a life insurance policy that pays a specified amount of money on the death of the insured person. Wealthy people know there are different types of insurance that insure against different types of risks. Life insurance. Life insurance is crucial for anyone on whose income their dependents or loved ones rely. In the event of your untimely death, life insurance can provide your loved ones with financial support to cover expenses such as funeral costs, outstanding debts, and living expenses. There are two main types of life insurance. One, term life insurance, provides coverage for a specific period. Two, permanent life insurance, provides coverage for your entire life. It's important to assess your needs and research the options before choosing the type of coverage that best fits your situation. One of the key benefits of life insurance as an investment vehicle is the tax advantages it offers. Depending on the type of policy you choose, you may be able to build up cash value that grows tax deferred within the policy. This means you won't owe taxes on the growth until you withdraw the funds, giving you more flexibility in how you manage your money. While there are many benefits to using life insurance as an investment vehicle, it's important to also consider the potential downsides. One key factor to keep in mind is the cost of the policy. Life insurance can be more expensive than other investment options, especially if you are older or have health issues. Additionally, if you decide to cash out the policy early, you may face surrender charges or other fees that could eat into your returns. Another potential downside of life insurance is that it can be more complex and difficult to understand than other investment products. There are many different types of policies available, each with its own set of features and benefits, and it can be challenging to navigate the options and choose the right one for your needs. Additionally, life insurance is often sold by commission-based agents, which means they may have an incentive to recommend more expensive policies or ones that aren't the best fit for you. Finally, it's important to remember life insurance is just one tool in your financial toolbox. It shouldn't be the only investment you rely on for building wealth. While life insurance can provide valuable benefits and protection, it's important to also consider other options like stocks, bonds, real estate, or retirement accounts to create a diversified portfolio that can help you reach your long-term goals. Life insurance can be a powerful tool for creating a wealthy legacy, offering tax advantages, death benefits, and flexibility, all of which can help you meet your financial goals. However, it's important to carefully consider the potential cost and complexity of life insurance and to remember that it should be just one piece of your overall investment strategy. Disability insurance. Disability insurance is designed to protect your income if you become unable to work due to an injury or illness. This type of insurance can provide you with a portion of your income while you are unable to work, helping you cover essential expenses such as rent, utilities, and food. It's even more important for women to consider disability insurance because they are more likely to experience a disability than men due to factors such as pregnancy and childbirth. When choosing disability insurance, consider the waiting period, benefit period, and coverage amount to ensure that you have adequate protection. Health insurance. Health insurance is essential for everyone, regardless of gender. However, as a woman, you may have unique health needs that require additional coverage. For example, you may need coverage for pregnancy and childbirth, mammograms, or other women's health services. When choosing health insurance, consider the deductibles, co-payments, and out-of-pocket maximums to ensure that you have affordable coverage that meets your needs. Long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance is designed to cover the costs associated with long-term care, such as nursing home care, assisted living, or in-home care. As women tend to live longer than men, they may be more likely to need long-term care in their later years. Long-term care insurance can help protect your assets and ensure that you receive quality care in the event that you need it. As Belinda developed her wealth-building skills and saw her money growing, she thought more about how she would protect the legacy she was building. For the first time, she purchased long-term care insurance. Many of us dismiss this important insurance product, especially in our younger years, when we often feel invincible. These policies are designed to help with costs not covered by the typical health insurance, like assisted living or nursing home care. Depending on where you live, assisted living can cost upwards of $4,000 a month. Nursing homes, which provide a higher level of care, can cost much more, ranging upwards of $7,000 a month for a semi-private room. Imagine how quickly your wealth could be depleted if you had to pay for nursing home care, completely out of pocket for a year, 2 years, or more. Long-term care insurance can cover some of that cost for you, allowing you to hold on to the assets you might otherwise have to liquidate. A qualified insurance professional can help you decide the right time to buy a policy and which policy is best for you. Belinda felt grateful to be in a position to help her parents when they felt ill. "I was able to financially weather our storm and provide financial support to my parents. I was able to care for myself, where I didn't feel the financial pain," she said. "I wouldn't have been able to do that if I was still just saving." As you build wealth, you can position yourself to do the same for your parents or other loved ones, should they ever need your support, however, depending on your parents' ages. You might also talk with them and guide them to consider sufficient life insurance, especially for a partner or spouse who might be left behind, and long-term care insurance. All insurance is designed to help you mitigate risk. If you have it and never truly need it, you're lucky. If you don't have it when you need it, you're in trouble. Health savings account. A health savings account, HSA, is a component of a high deductible health insurance plan that allows you to set aside money on a pre-tax basis. You can withdraw as needed for qualified medical expenses. When you deposit money into an HSA, you reduce your taxable income. When you withdraw those funds to use them for an eligible expense, that withdrawal isn't taxed. Think about that. You don't pay tax on the contributions or the distributions. In addition, you don't pay taxes on the interest earned. Some companies offer a flexible spending account, FSA, rather than an HSA. Those accounts are less flexible and have different tax consequences. For example, the money you contribute to an FSA is on a use it or lose it basis. If you don't use it for qualified medical expenses within the year, you forfeit those funds. An FSA and an HSA aren't the same, so pay attention to what you're signing up for. If you're covered by an eligible high deductible health insurance plan, consider how much money you might be wasting if you don't contribute to an HSA. Prescriptions, medical procedures, and co-pays all add up, especially if you or your dependents have an ongoing medical condition or a medical emergency now or in the future. Don't pay tax on the money you'll use for those expenses if you don't need to. As of 2023, you could contribute up to $3,850 for an individual plan, or a maximum of $7,750 for a family plan. At age 55 or older, you're allowed to contribute an additional $1,000 on top of those figures. Any funds you don't use roll over and remain in your account. If you withdraw money for non-eligible expenses prior to age 65, you'll pay a penalty plus federal income tax. After age 65, you will not owe taxes. Learn more about HSAs and find the latest contribution limits at healthcare.gov. Estate planning. As with the insurance products above, too few people have a will in place when it's needed. When musical superstar Prince died unexpectedly at just 57 years old, He had no will indicating how he wanted his assets distributed. It took years for the court to sort out his estate, which was worth more than $150 million. His heirs most assuredly missed out on some of the estate planning strategies that could have further preserved his legacy. At the other end of the spectrum, when iconic singer Aretha Franklin died, four different wills, three of them handwritten, turned up. The conflicting wills created confusion, delaying the distribution of her assets. While those are the stories that make the news, celebrities aren't the only ones who deal with these problems. Countless times I've met with a client and discovered they were dealing with probate issues and the headache that came with them. Someone in their family had died without a will or trust. And because there were several heirs, the proceeds from the estate were being litigated. This never has to happen to your heirs if you take the time for careful estate planning, including having a will drawn up. Every adult who has children or any property or assets should have a will, which is simply a legal document that details how your property will be distributed to your heirs upon your passing. It can also assert your other wishes, like who will be the guardians for any minor children you have. Without a will, some of those decisions may end up being made by government agencies or a judge. A will is a good start, but there are also other estate planning documents you should have in place. In the event that you're rendered unconscious or incapacitated by illness or injury, a living will, also called an advanced health care directive, can specify your wishes for the medical care used to keep you alive. It allows you to dictate in advance whether and under what circumstances you'd want to be treated with CPR, palliative care, tube feeding, and other measures. You can also share your wishes for organ donation or even donating your body after your death. A power of attorney allows you to appoint someone you trust to make financial and legal decisions for you. You can also appoint a medical power of attorney. In the event that you're unable to make decisions for yourself, perhaps due to an accident or an incapacitating illness such as dementia, the appointed person steps in to manage your affairs for you. When you think of the assets you're amassing and the wealth you're creating, you can see how important it is to have a power of attorney and to choose the right person for that responsibility. Belinda transformed from an overspender, afraid to invest in anything she deemed risky, to an investor in the top 10% of African American wealth. You can do the same, but whatever gains you make in the meantime are worth protecting. In addition to these documents, a trust can help you preserve the wealth you're creating. It allows you to transfer property to your chosen heirs, usually your loved ones, without the hassle of probate, which is the legal process by which a will is recognized and an executor is appointed for the estate. In some cases, a trust allows you to transfer property without subjecting the assets to gift taxes or estate taxes. A qualified estate planning attorney can help you decide which documents or vehicles you need and can draw up a will, living will, trust, and/or power of attorney for you. If you have aging parents, it's important to talk with them about their estate planning and any documents they've drawn up, especially if there's a chance you'll be responsible for some of their care in the event that their needs escalate. It can be difficult to have these conversations with your parents, your spouse or partner, or your adult children. It can also feel stressful to make these decisions for yourself. After all, estate planning requires you to deal with the fact that you'll one day lose your parents and your children or other loved ones will one day lose you. However, these steps comprise one of the greatest gifts one generation can give to the next. You're working hard and investing your resources to grow your wealth. So do what wealthy people do: protect what you build and create a legacy. At this point in your journey, you've learned the seven wealth secrets, the strategies I walk my clients through step by step in Wealthy You. I hope you've started taking action on what you've learned. Remember, knowledge is not power. Knowledge correctly applied is power. Get into the community with like-minded women focused on similar goals. Start pulling together your team for support, accountability, and professional advice, and implement what you've learned here. In the next chapter, we'll go beyond the basics. You'll learn to finesse your finances with high net worth strategies most people will never know about, much less access. With these methods, you'll have the ability to join an elite class of the wealthy.